Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here with my dog, Blaze. So he's here, but he's a little calm today. But more importantly, I am here with my mommy. Say hi, mommy.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
Happy Corn on the Cob Day.
Oh, what a great day.
It
what
is
a great
fantastic.
Day.
Corn on the Cob. But you know what's better than Corn on the Cob?
Buttered Corn on the Cob.
Yes, but corn cut off the cob. Not from a can. When you cut it off and it's in the chunks, that's better to me.
That is good.
You don't have to floss your teeth after.
No, you don't.
I hate when someone serves me corn on the cob and then does not serve me floss afterwards. I feel like if you serve corn on the cob, you have to give someone floss. A toothpick won't do it.
No. So here's your corn on the cob and some floss on the side.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. I actually think that's a really genius idea.
It really is. I'll have to do that at the next barbecue.
Yeah, just have floss. Just floss things on the tables.
There's those little sticky things.
I don't like the sticky things.
With the floss in them.
I know. I don't like them.
I don't either. But that's easier to serve than having a bunch of strings
around. It's worse for the environment because it's a bunch of plastic.
Oh, that's true. Maybe they make biodegradable ones.
Probably. Out of bamboo?
Maybe.
Get the bamboo ones. Okay. If they haven't made that, whoever wants to go make that, go make that. Bamboo, floss, sticks, things. My mom put an Altoid on her tray. Nothing news on the tray today. All the same things for my mother. So my mom and I went to the Museum of Failure.
We finally did. It was a fun day.
Yeah, we vlogged it, but we didn't give our opinions on it yet. So mom, what was your favorite thing there?
I think the room where everybody puts their post-its of their own failures.
Yes.
Because some of them were funny. Some were very sad.
Yeah. But
it just shows we're all connected by being human. And
yep, we all just have our failures.
You gotta learn through your failures.
So we vlogged the thing. It's up on my vlog channel now. But I have to say, it was a lot smaller than I thought it would be.
Yes.
And there just weren't as many things. As of all the things in the world that people have created, like people have created a lot of things.
Yes.
Have you seen Shark Tank?
Yes.
Have you seen the As Seen on TV website or channel?
And I've seen all you guys showing failures.
Yeah. So it's like, what are you doing?
He licked my arm and I was wiping it off on my pants because it was mighty wet.
You just wiped off his love, mom.
No, I rubbed it into my pants. It'll stay longer that way.
Oh, there you go. That's a good excuse. What was my favorite thing? You know what I was mad about?
Tell me.
The Oreos.
Well, yeah, why were those on the wall?
There was a wall of Oreo flavors because Oreo has so many different flavors. And they were saying that they weren't technically a fail, but they should be there. And I was like, no, that's rude. I will say my favorite thing was all the Trump fails.
That was pretty funny.
Just all of the things that he has done.
He could keep that whole thing in business.
He could.
Ooh.
But there was my favorite thing that I found most fascinating. You probably remember the name. It was the doll that recorded what the kids said.
Oh, that was so creepy.
There was a doll that just looked like a normal doll and it could interact with your children. Like it had pre-recorded sayings it would say to your kids and questions it would ask your kids, but it was also secretly recording everything the kids said to the doll for market research that they sold to toy companies so they would know
without the person's knowledge.
Yeah, without anyone's consent or knowledge. They just put a secret recording device basically in the kid's room. So that one freaked me out.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing is that Twitter made a device just to tweet on. Like a really cheap looking BlackBerry that was just for Twitter. It lasted 1 year.
Yes.
That was my favorite.
That was it.
All right. So LA Pride was this weekend.
It was.
It was the Pride Parade in WeHo, West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And apparently LA Pride oversold all their tickets.
Yeah. Oversold.
You saw that?
Yes, I did.
So people with pre-bought tickets were showing up and waited in line for 3 hours and then got turned away.
Yeah.
People flew in, got hotel rooms and had tickets. They were doing everything they were supposed to. And LA Pride just kept selling tickets. And on their website, they're like, well, we were out of tickets to sell on here, but go wait in line. There's plenty of tickets at the door. Yeah. So people were going and waiting in line.
That's terrible.
Mom, you did not silence your phone.
I sent him pictures of his plumeria.
Really?
I did.
He has a plumeria?
It's beautiful.
Is it in his room or in the backyard?
No, it's in the backyard. It's blooming and it's gorgeous. And he's in Ireland. So I sent him pictures of his plumeria.
All right. Well, you do you. But anyway, that was upsetting about Pride Parade, Pride Festival thing. People had tickets to see their favorite people perform, like Super Fruit performed.
Plus, and then, you know, there's a level of frustration when you're turned away after you've spent all that money and time.
And people were saying it got kind of like scary because they had the police show up to turn people away.
Exactly.
That's scary. The Pride should be happy and rainbows and happiness. And it was turned into terror. Another positive thing, though, is Ocean's 8 is doing amazing at the box office.
I really want to see that.
Do you want to go see it?
Yes,
let's go see it.
Okay.
Okay. But I haven't seen a bad review about it, and it's doing way better than, what's it called, Solo, the Star Wars movie?
Oh, okay.
But apparently Solo is terrible. No one likes it.
Really?
I'm not an avid Star Wars watcher. I've seen a lot of them, and I've gone to the Star Wars convention, which was a hoot. It was a gas, as you say. But... apparently it sucks.
Wow.
There's a lot of people that says they're overdoing it. Which
is it made by the same guys that made the Star Wars stuff?
I think so. It's Star Wars. Oh, I don't know. Okay. But they are pushing things out like 2 a year.
Yeah.
It's insane.
And it was a big, huge gap in between the first one and the second one. So take your time, people.
I think you need to take your time.
We need quality.
Take your time.
We can wait. We can wait for the quality.
I think maybe... Oh, my God. That was...
Rachel.
I think maybe after this failure... they might take a little time. We'll see.
Maybe it'll be in the museum.
Maybe. Instagram news. Now, when someone tags you in their Insta story, you can share that photo on your own Insta story.
You can.
Did you even know you could tag people on Insta story?
I have never done an Insta story, so no, I did not know.
You've never done an Insta story?
I've watched them, but I've never done one.
Why have you not done one? It's like Snapchat.
I don't think I know how to do it.
Do you want me to teach you?
Yes.
Okay, it's pretty easy.
Okay.
But it's just like Snapchat.
Okay.
So
what did I learn the other day? How to make a GIF. You taught me that one. That was great.
Have you been doing it?
No, I just did the one.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually,
you know, same. Helped. When Jessica taught me, I was like, oh my God, I know how to use GIFs now. Oh my God, I'm totally going to do this all the time. And then I just never did it again. I made one really cute one of Duncan.
Yeah.
There. That was it. So, in other news, internet news, Eric Lean has been confirmed.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. Was it shocking for you, Mother?
So shocking.
I had no idea.
No.
Not a clue.
Whatsoever.
I didn't know, but I will say, Eric is a fantastic human being.
Yes.
Love him.
Yes.
Colleen is very happy.
Yes.
The end of all
As
of that.
As is Eric.
As is Eric. I'd hope so.
They both are.
So I saw this. IHOP, International House of Pancakes, IHOP.
Yes,
pancakes. Very well known in here in America. They have flipped their P to a B.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying they're going to tell why on June 11th, which is when this airs. But we're recording this on June 10th, so we don't know yet.
It's for burgers.
Is it for burgers? It's I was for thinking burgers. For bacon.
No, burgers.
International House of Burgers?
I read somewhere on the internet waves of that B being a burger from some employee that wasn't supposed to tell. It could just all be
Well, why would they gossiping. Say burger? Don't they sell burgers anyway?
Yeah, but I think they're taking it looks like they're taking the emphasis off pancakes and putting them on.
But burgers. It's a breakfast place.
I know, right?
Which is why I think they would do bacon and then like everything had bacon in it.
True.
Well, we'll see. Once this is out,
we'll see. Let's see if we're right.
We'll tweet the winner. Obviously, you'll have already known because it's the day, but whatever.
It is the day.
In other exciting news, my mom.
Yes.
Mom.
Yes.
You get your chickens this week.
Friday. Oh my God.
Actually on my calendar.
I'm so excited.
So look out for pictures of my mom's new chicks. They will
on
be
on Friday.
Very cute. On Friday.
I will put them on Friday.
And then I will see them Sunday for Father's Day. Reminder, children of the USA.
Yes.
Father's Day this Sunday, the 17th.
Yes.
So.
And we'll be doing the footprint of the chicken on that day. You're going to help me with that.
Okay. Yep. For the giveaway, who we will announce at the end of
and
this.
If you bring your fancy camera, you can take good pictures of the baby chicks so we can get that competition on for the contest. contestant for their names.
This competition is a correct word as well. I was wondering why you were so hesitant on the
because
word competition.
It's like, I don't want people to be going, meh, meh, meh. I want them to be, oh, yay, fun,
it's a contest. Okay. Yeah. Competition, rah, rah, isn't fun.
Rah, rah.
Rah, rah is no go.
I know how I get with competitions.
My God, our family's the worst. So the White House unblocked all the Twitter users that were suing Trump for blocking them. But the White House is also appealing the ruling. So they're saying, like, no, look at it again. This isn't illegal because it's a private company. Twitter's a private company. But they're still unblocked by the people who sued them. So they're just like, it was a courtesy to unblock them, but we still didn't do anything wrong by blocking them in the first place. So I don't know how that's going to go. So whatever. And then the post of the week that I saw is rompers are all fun and games until you have to pee.
Exactly.
Which is why I don't wear them.
Well, you can tinkle with them on. It's just tricky.
I don't want to tinkle with them on. They're not fun.
It's challenging.
It's like
you can
overalls.
Do it.
One-piece bathing suits. Like, I don't understand
you
why.
Can do, you can pee in a one-piece bathing suit.
Yeah, you just pee when you're in the ocean.
No, no, no.
Yeah, move it to the side. There but that is go. No fun for anybody. Because what? Sometimes you just get, it's just, it's not
it's,
a perfect stream.
I know.
It's not a perfect stream all the time.
Is it ever really? Always?
No.
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 So hit and miss. You know what I'm saying?
Do guys have perfect streams?
Gosh. Sometimes I do have a little bit of penis envy. Can I say that online?
Yes, obviously.
Just because.
Do you know what I have said online?
To write your name and pee would be awesome. Or hit a
target.
That
would take a lot of hip work on a woman's part to do that.
Or hit a target. You know how you put those little things in the toilet so the boys pee in the toilet and they have to aim at these little floaty things in the water?
Oh, I thought they were just to make the urinal smell better.
No, you can put these little pee targets.
Oh, like
when you're training.
Potty training.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they aim for those things?
Yeah, that'd be fun to aim.
I want to try those. I'll aim for it. Why do they get all the pee fun?
Right?
This is rude.
Okay.
Genetics.
Moving on.
Wait, how did we go from the white? Oh, the rompers. We're at the rompers. I was looking at my notes being like, how on the earth did we get from White House to peeing our names?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't wear rompers and I also don't wear overalls. And why do we keep creating contraptions that make it impossible for us to go to the bathroom during the day?
Because sometimes they're really cute.
I don't want to get naked to pee.
No.
Do you, guys, apparently, I've asked a few guy friends and they can poop without a shirt on and they feel totally fine with it. Like, I don't like peeing or pooping naked.
Okay.
But I have a lot of guy friends who are totally fine with it because they're like, well, we walk around shirtless. So when we do poop, then it's like we're naked.
Thing. Why can't we walk around without shirts on?
Well, I do it all the time, but I own my house.
Well, you know what I mean.
Dude, are you comfortable peeing or pooping naked?
Yes.
You are? I feel so exposed.
In my own home.
Yeah, I'm in my own home.
When I house sit, no, I don't.
But it's like.
And Blaze.
Blaze is saying he feels comfortable pooping and peeing naked. I think he saw. Let me turn on the fan.
Okay, is that his problem?
Yeah, he's hot, yes.
Ah.
Let's see if that cools him down.
Okay, there you go.
It's hot here in LA. It's like 85. Oh, now he's going to lick my mom.
Thank you.
He's cooling you down.
He is cooling me down.
Oh, my food is here. We're in the middle of a podcast, but my food just arrived. Thank you, sir.
Thank
you for my food.
Sir.
He's the dog's fine. Thank you. all right, so on to games. Mom, do you?
It was Matt. Sorry. Oh, now I have to edit that out.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
no, Blaze.
Do I have anything? Yes, I do have news.
Do you have news? Give me your news.
I do. I thought this was pretty cool. It made me giggle.
Okay. Oh, I love a giggle.
Over 2,500 women went to a beach area in Ireland, took off all their clothes and went in the water, and they had to stand there for 5 minutes. And it was all for raising awareness and money for children who are diagnosed with cancer.
I don't see the correlation, but they got news coverage.
Yeah, they did. It was the largest grouping of women who are naked in the water.
So they did bring awareness to the situation. Well, that's good.
They smashed world records.
Words are hard, Mom.
And raised a lot of money and awareness.
Well, that's great.
And I can't say the word. It's at a... O-I-B-H-E.
Let me see it. I'm going to be able to pronounce it.
Aobian pink tea.
What?
Do you see it?
Oh. Aobian pink tea. Oh, nope.
Can you do it like with an Irish accent? Maybe that would make more sense.
I can't do an Irish accent.
Where's Lee when we need him?
Come on, Lee.
It's called hashtag strip and dip.
Strip and dip.
Kick cancer. Kicking cancer. All that kind
of
thing.
Speaking of fundraisers, our friend Frankie just finished the AIDS life cycle where he and a large group of human beings participated all together, and they went, they biked from San Francisco to LA. I think they raised over $6 million.
That is amazing.
Something like that. It's just insane. But I was watching Frankie Grande's Insta story and his Instagram through it. The whole thing just seems like extremely tiring, but right. everyone had so much fun doing it. It looks great. If I cycled, I'd participate, but I'm not a cyclist.
It was all coming together for a great cause, so that's good.
So that seemed amazing, and congrats to them for raising all that money and awareness.
Yeah.
All right. I have a game for today. Do you have a game?
No, you didn't tell me to do a game this time.
I'm pretty sure I told you to do a game.
No, I can bring up the email.
It was a text message.
Okay, that too.
When do I email you? Actually, I email Dad all the time. Dad and I email, but you and I don't email. Okay, luckily, I have a game.
Okay, good thing.
While simultaneously trying to find my text message with you so I can see.
I've got it. Shall I bring it up? I can give it to you. You give me 3 chores to do. I did all 3.
Hold on. Ooh. Oh, you're right. I didn't tell you. I said say the favorite thing from the Museum of Failure, one news story, and pick a winner of the giveaway. And all of my text messages are out of order to you.
I know. I don't know what it is.
Let's talk about this. Apple? I don't know if it's our carrier, but we'll send text messages and they come in out of order.
Well, Dad's does too, and he doesn't have
our carrier. We have different carriers. Okay, so
it's Apple products.
I think it is, because I'll send my mom a text, and she'll send one back, and then I'll send her a text. But then my 2 texts are together, and hers is at the bottom. Or,
for me, it's the other way. I'll ask you a question, and you answer it, but I don't have my phone. I ask you a question. I go do something. I'm back. And it's not the last thing there.
And it's response, before that.
It's before my question, so I think you don't answer.
Yeah, I just looked at my messaging to you, and which I did on my computer. I do iMessage on my computer, and I wrote this to you on the computer, and our entire different conversation is in the middle of my text messages to you, and it's making me angry.
We need to contact Apple. Does this happen to anybody else? Let us know.
Let us know. Because tweet us at podcastATI. But I don't know. There is an update that I haven't done yet, because every update slows down your phone.
I've done all the updates, regrettably, but...
Yeah. Same. It's like you update, and then something goes wrong, or you don't update, and something else goes wrong.
Then you're waiting for the fix, or you're trying to back out of it. Yeah.
All right. On to the game. I've tried to do this. We're calling it first word.
First word.
I'm going to say a word, and just the first word that comes to your head.
Oh, good grief. Okay.
Just clear your mind. We're going to clear my mind.
Clear my mind.
I've been doing yoga a lot lately.
Have you really? Yeah.
And I like just stupid ones I find on YouTube. And it's quite relaxing.
We should do it together. Would that be relaxing, though?
It wouldn't be relaxing, but I would still enjoy it in a different manner.
Okay.
You can enjoy things in different manners than just that one thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so clear your mind, Mom. Okay. Clear your mind.
It's clear.
It's not clear.
It's never clear. I don't believe you.
No.
It's always going.
All right. First word. Yeah. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You guys go real quick. Just answer real quick. Okay. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Colleen.
Girl.
Okay.
Colleen means girl.
Okay. Hey, that was a correct, made sense answer. But.
Stinky.
G.
You. What?
What?
I don't know. G. You. Okay.
Okay.
G-U.
G-U, you know. Golly.
I don't know where that came
G-U from. G-U later. Doggy.
Bark.
Okay, all right. Cold.
Burr. Sorry.
I know this is about anytime any of us have to do something quick on our feet, we get so anxious about it.
Anxious.
Dirty.
Ew. Wait. Okay. Wash.
No, you didn't.
Oh.
You can't think of it afterwards.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
So sound effects. No sound effects.
No sound effects. It has to be another word. It's called first word. First word that comes to your head when I say these things.
Okay.
Okay, this is my last one.
God, I'm stressed. Okay.
Okay, adult.
Movies.
Yes, I got you.
Rachel. Do you have a list of words for me?
No. You can just say things.
Apple.
Watch.
I was thought you'd say orange.
No, it just goes to my watch.
Room.
Cord.
A room cord.
It happens.
Stuff.
Box.
Leaf.
Girl.
A leaf and a girl.
I don't know. That's the first word that comes out of my mouth. I'm not even thinking. They're just words are coming out.
And I can't think of words, so I'm just looking around and saying what I see.
I don't think. It just happens. You give me another one. Go for it.
Blaze.
Guard.
Guard.
He's a good new guard dog.
He's my guard dog.
He'd lick them all.
I'd love him because someone, I'd let him bark at the door.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage it. Well, let me know when there's someone at the door and let the person at the door know I have a big dog.
Yeah.
And then I love when he thinks there's someone at the door. So he goes and barks at the door and then I don't follow him because I know no one's at the door.
Ah.
So he comes to find me and he looks at me like I'm a crazy person. He's like, woman, there's someone at the door. And I have to go. And every time I show him that there's no one at the door and I tell him good job, but he's an idiot. I love him.
I tell my dogs good job for barking too.
Yeah.
If it's at a person or to alert me for something.
Yeah.
But when it's just constant like barking.
Yes, then that's not allowed.
No. But barking to let us know something is good.
Yeah. He's securing the perimeter.
He's doing his job.
All right. Well, since you don't have a game for today, because I did not tell you to prepare one, we will move on to the questions.
All right.
Miranda Trash.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to know if we have all of our family and friends' phone numbers by heart. Have we memorized them by heart?
No.
No, not even a chance.
I used to.
As a kid, yeah. I knew.
We had to.
Yeah. I knew all both my parents, my older siblings, and then my two best friends across the streets. I knew all theirs.
Yours is the only one I know because yours is the only one changed. I know. Yeah, everybody else has changed.
Everyone changes it like every 4 seconds. I have to change mine, but
Yep.
I know I don't even have Matt's memorized.
Yeah.
And I feel like I should, but I know that if I truly needed it, I could just call you and you tell me what any number is. Yes. You have everyone's number.
I do.
And same with me.
Right.
So if you were ever in a pinch, you could just call me.
Yeah.
And then I'd help you.
Exactly.
Blaze is looking at my mom like she is the rudest for being in his face. And she got licked. I hope you guys enjoyed the pictures I posted on Twitter of last week's recording. Right, he is going ear. For her.
Got even the eardrum.
All
right, Blaze.
All done. Good boy.
Calm down.
Good. Thank
Calm
you for the
down.
Love. All done.
Yeah.
All right. Raquel says, who won the headshot? We will reveal that right now. I had my mom pick, and oh, was it difficult for her.
It was so hard. I'm sorry for everybody else. I wish you could all win.
The winner of this week is Sam at Into Rachel. And I will have you know, I read it as in toe. Rachel, when I first read it, my mom goes, maybe it's into. I was like, maybe you're right. Oh, Blaze is gone. Oh, the room just got so much more calm.
He was pretty good, though.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. All right, so Sam at Interracial won the headshot.
And the chicken print?
Well, yeah, that comes with it.
Okay.
So I will DM you from the podcast Twitter handle thingy and ask you for your address. Don't tweet the address. I'll DM you. All right. This is a word. This is a name I always get wrong. Loedia says, do you like baking or cooking more, Mom?
Baking.
Baking, same. It's the only one I can do. It's exact measurements.
Yeah.
It's exact. Nothing to taste.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Some people can fly off the handle and just do anything they want on the fly. What's that called? That's on the fly, right?
On the fly. Okay. That's the correct statement.
And make things that are amazing.
Yes. Colleen is one of those people. I can't do it. Matt cooks, I bake. That's how it happens.
Yep.
Rhiannon wants to know how Sally is good. My mom said hi to her on the way in.
Yeah.
She's back in the nest, just chilling.
Maybe she had a second clutch. Maybe the first clutch didn't make it.
I will tell you, Matt turned the light back on again.
Oh, Matthew.
He just hits the wall because there's two light switches.
Yeah.
And I think he just doesn't,
How many watts is it?
I don't know. It's a porch light.
Okay, well, maybe it's only like 20 or 40 watts.
Should I put a lower watt? I can't move anything because there's a giant nest on top of it.
Maybe it's a low wattage. Is it yellow? Or white?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll ask you these things later. Okay.
Truly, I'm not going to have an answer later. It's not like I'm magically going to have the knowledge. I'm just not disclosing it. I don't want the podcast to know what wattage my bulb is, Mom. But anyway, she's still there.
Yeah, she is.
I tried to throw some seed down and she didn't go for it.
No, I gave you some good seed.
Yeah. Other birds went for it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. They're getting fed. Okay. Sista Ballinger says, were there any failures that were missing in the museum?
Oh, so many.
Can you think of
any? We talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah, like there were things that definitely should have been in there. And I can't... Oh, what? I'm just thinking of any as seen on TV product that I've tested.
Yeah, there's so
many. But was there a requirement? Like it was supposed to be big or it was supposed to... Or it cost so much to make or it lost money? Was like, what was the requirements for being in there?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I didn't either.
I don't think we read things very closely.
No, it would have been a lot of reading for us. It would have been a lot to read.
Yeah. We just looked at the failometer.
Oh, I am very burpy today.
You're very burpy.
I don't burp much on this podcast.
No, thank goodness.
It's not like I'm whistling or anything.
That should be in
there? Yeah, it should be in there. Snuggies. Snuggies.
Oh, Snuggies. Yes.
Those were supposed to be huge, and they weren't. Or, you know what? I mentioned it on my vlog. They had the Segways, but then remember those things that, like, douchebags were riding around on for a while that are just, like, the little wheels on the ground? Those should be in there. No, they started exploding on people.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible. Right. I'm trying to think. My sunflower cake should have been in there.
I love that cake! Sorry, I'm letting my dog out of the room right now.
But was it a fail? Because we all had fun.
Yeah. If everyone has fun. I'm still mad that Blockbuster was in there, too.
Yeah.
Because Blockbuster was great.
It wasn't a failure. It's just something else got created that changed how we do things.
Yeah. To me, a failure is, what? Why was this made? Blockbuster was made for a reason.
And they were very successful for a while.
Oh, my God. I have a huge wedgie.
Okay. That's
Okay. Anyway, Emily says, did you watch the NBA finals? Well, did you, Mom? Did you watch the NBA finals?
You know what? I didn't get to it. No, I didn't.
Oh, no. You know, there were only four games. I was bored. I was very bored. The Warriors swept the Cavaliers. So you have to win 4 out of 7 games, and the Warriors won all 4 in a row. It was very boring.
Okay.
I just don't like super teams. You know, because it makes it boring. At the beginning of the season, I knew who's going to win. I knew who the two people at the end were going to be. I knew who's going to win. It's just, I love excitement.
Yeah.
Like in the...
Like your last basketball game.
Yeah. And that we won by 1 point. It was great. No, but like in the NFL, the Eagles beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, which was unheard of. Like that was super cool. That's good sports to me.
That's fun.
So
the unexpected.
Yeah. The unexpected is always fun.
I did see a Dodger game last night, though.
I did see a Dodger game. The Dodgers lost, but I had a lot of fun.
You had fun.
Because I was with Dad.
And you made a Dodger dog. No, you did not.
I had a veggie Dodger dog.
Yes.
What?
I didn't know they had veggie Dodger dogs.
They do. They do. Okay. I was unsure of it, but they had them. And then I had French fries, which were successful.
The veggie dog wasn't
as good as a normal Dodger dog, but it was still, I got to partake in the activity with Dad.
Just cover it with mustard ketchup.
And ketchup, yeah. But their French fries are surprisingly good at the Dodger Stadium. Mm. Oh my God, I was so mad at the cotton candy guy. All I wanted was cotton candy because it's one of the few desserts that vegans can eat.
And he wouldn't bring it.
And he came right next to us and then walked the other direction. And there was like me and like these three other older ladies all trying, waving money in the air, being like, cotton candy, we want the cotton. He walked away from us. And then he skipped two sections and then went to a different section. And we were all like,
wow,
what in the world? We were so mad. All we wanted was our cotton candy. Me and these other older women, we just all wanted our cotton candy.
I'm sorry, Rachel.
Mom, Emma wants to know when the last time you peed your pants was.
The other day when you were over.
Oh, it was the filming? I didn't know if it was since then you peed your pants.
No. Only on special occasions.
When I come and film videos.
You make me laugh.
We did a video. It went up Thursday. And she definitely pees her pants. Did you pee your pants twice or just once? Was the first one like you almost did?
Almost.
And then the second one you fully peed your pants?
A little bit, yeah.
Nope, you fully peed them.
Not fully, but. It was change the pants time and moving on.
One more random question. This is a very random question. Kylie wants to know what your favorite grocery store is.
Oh, Sprouts.
You like Sprouts? I like Whole Foods. I'm a Whole Foods fooler is what I was about to say. I don't know why. I like healthy.
Yeah, that's what Sprouts is.
Yeah. I used to go to Ralph's all the time.
I do that. For a lot of things.
Yes.
Because it's close.
Yes. There's Ralph's everywhere in Southern California. And then I switched to Gelson's. But then I just realized it was an overpriced Ralph's. That's all it was just an overpriced Ralph's. And then I went to Whole Foods and I'm like, everything here is healthy and things.
Yeah.
So I eat there now. I get my food there and I love it. It is a bit of a drive for me.
It's a bit of a drive for me too. That's why I don't.
Is there a Whole Foods in Santa Barbara?
By the YMCA.
What? Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, do you want to do a giveaway for next week too?
What should we do?
Should it be the same thing or should it be something different? Should it be them dancing to the tune I'm about to sing?
What?
Should we do? I just thought this in my head. Okay. This is a brand new thing. should I hum a tune and they have to film themselves dancing to my tune?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. I feel like they should get something bigger than just a postcard.
Okay.
I have leftover shrinkadinks.
Okay, let's send us some shrinkadinks.
Shrinkadinks and a headshot. If you record yourself dancing to whatever I'm about to hum, scat, sing. I don't know. I have to think of a beat. Mom, start my beat. I don't think I'm in the rap. I don't think I'm gonna say. I'm just gonna go. There. So you have to record yourself dancing to that song that I just made up.
And we'll pick a winner.
And tweet it to Podcast ATI. Just know tagging me or my mom in the tweets will not help you. I don't want to see it on my feed. I want to see it on the Podcast ATI's feed. So tag Podcast ATI and I will have my mom choose a winner for next week. I have to say that is an award-winning song I just made up.
That was pretty cool.
It doesn't even need words. It was like an opera. All right, Ma, do you have anything to add to today?
No, I don't.
I feel like it was kind of a quiet drama week.
Very.
YouTubers Liza and David did break up, but they seem to be for good. It's good about it. It seems good. Like they did it for themselves. Doesn't seem like anything tragic happened. It was just time. That's about it. That's happened.
Uh-huh.
At least I'm just maybe turning a blind eye. Oh, Kim Kardashian got that lady out of jail.
I don't know what this is, but okay.
I wanted to talk about it, but I forgot to look up anything that had to do with it. But Kim Kardashian met with President Trump because this chick got life in prison for a nonviolent offense, and which is unheard of. Like,
well, did she have like 3 strikes, you're out kind of thing?
No. Oh. She was just like, it was like a really basic thing you go away for like a year for, or if you're like a really rich white guy, you get community service and you meet someone else do. Like that's the kind of thing it was. And she got a life sentence for it.
Wow.
And Kim Kardashian has taken it upon herself to like try to get this chick out because like it's not okay that she was in there. Mm-hmm. And she met with President Trump and everyone was like, this is how the world is being ruled now. We have celebrities. Everyone was like upset that they met. But Kim got the chick out of jail and Trump, you know, signed the papers or whatever. And everyone's like, Trump's just using Kim and blah, blah, blah. I don't care. This chick got out of jail and that's all I care about.
Yeah.
Like she was in jail for way longer than she should have. Mm-hmm. She got a life sentence. For a first-time nonviolent offense, like that.
Yeah, you know. I'm gonna go see what that all is about.
Yeah, but she got the chick out of jail, and everyone was like mad that they met, and was mad about the meeting, and like just like this is a joke. Like this whole, I don't care. I care that a chick who served well over her time has been released, and that's cool. So whether Trump or Kim were using each other, I don't care. Got the job done. So whatever. All right, so that's it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I'm going to eat my lunch that Matt brought at 4 p.m. We eat late. do you have anything else, Mom? You good?
No, I'm just looking forward to Friday.
Oh, the chickens. I was like, what? All right, I love you guys. Mom, take us out.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.